The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
Joining us today here in the studios at CKRZ, we've got Kathy Smith with us, and she is going to tell us today all about the job fair that's coming up here in the Shriek, and I know lots of folks looking forward to it. And rumor has it, Kathy, that you guys are going to have a most excellent turnout.
Yes, we are, Al. So far, as of right now, we have 45 enrolled employers, and we have 46 spots. So we have one. We are looking for one more employer to fill that last spot. The job fair, as mentioned, is February the 9th, which is this coming Thursday, from 11 o'clock in the morning to 7 at night at the community hall. We tried to make certain that we had it various hours throughout the day to gather a different crowd. Some parents have their children in school during the day, so 11 until 2 is probably their time to join us. And then in the evening, if they're shift workers or workers that are looking for a change, they can come in the evening.
Well, that too, and you have that crowd too, that they are in a point in time in their life and they're between jobs and they're just doing the temporary thing. So sometimes that happens to you too, and you just happen to be working a temporary job during the day.
Exactly.
And you have to come in the evening.
Yes. Yeah. Some of the employers that we do have coming out to the job fair are Union Gas, the Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services, the Canadian Armed Forces, Brantford Police Services, Sharp Bus Lines, BMO Financial Group, Guyana Say, the RCMP, CKRZ will be there. Our Children's Medicine is a new organization. They will be attending. Challenger Motor Freight, Rosin Steel, Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corp. The OLG Casino in Brantford will be in attendance. The YMCA, Hamilton, Burlington, and Brantford, they will be there. Just take note that they will only be there until probably about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Boston Creek Transport, it is a trucking firm out of Hagersville. First Nations Engineering Services. CHCH Channel Zero will be there. They will only be there in the morning and early afternoon. Operating Engineers Training Institute of Ontario. 1180 Catering. That is a new catering company located here at Six Nations, and she contacted me to attend. Liuna 183. Hagersville Hospital, and I understand they have a fair number of openings available currently. Six Nations Ambulance, Cambian Aboriginal Incorporated, Garda World Security, North American Indigenous Games, Six Nations Human Resources, Scotiabank, Gnukwisha, Libro Credit Union, KRTS, Transportation Specialist, Jocasa Radio will also be in attendance, Haldimand County Emergency Services, that is the fire ambulance, and I do not recall if the police will be coming or not from Haldimand, CN Rail, Toyotutsi Canada, which is located in Simcoe, TD Bank, Primerica Financial Services, Mont Hill Golf and Country Club, Canada Border Service Agency, All Jip Equipment, CIBC, Liuna Tri Funds, that's the company that hires out for all Liuna representatives, Six Nations Fire Department, Six Nations Police, and this morning Linamar and Empire Communities both joined in. So far, as I said, we are at 45 employers coming to the job fair this Thursday from 11 till 7. Again, some have to leave, but get there early, see what we have, and if you have to come back later on to meet with some others, come back.
Sounds like quite the varied field of employers.
It is. I tried to make certain we reached out to every area. The one thing to note, this isn't just not for adults looking for work or job seekers. It's for summer students as well. Six Nations Human Resource Office, I know they will be posting for a lot of the summer students' positions. Jobs are now coming available in the summer student field, so definitely Ages 16 and up is the age group that we are targeting for the job fair. Again, that's 16 and up. Anybody younger than that, there really won't be anything for you because the job focus is on 16-year-olds for summer and up. College students, post-secondary students for summer, as well as job seekers in any age bracket.
So some of these folks could actually be looking for summer students too.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Yes, that was more my diverse avenue. I almost had Great Wolf Lodge, Toronto Zoo. They are looking, but they just couldn't come that day. I know who is looking is DeFasco in Hamilton, Arsimalto. I can't pronounce it correctly, but that's close enough. They are also looking. It was just short notice for them, Imperial Oil, Lake Erie Steelworks. But a lot of the employers are interested to come to another year of job fair. So when we do this again, I can almost count on the others being there.
So I'm going to give you a what-if question.
Yes.
What if you get more than the one respondent that you need? Is there room?
Well, I have 46 spots. I know I do. The stage is open. Right now we have yourself, Al, doing a live broadcast from 11 till 2:30, and then Jocasa is coming in to share that stage from 3 o'clock till 7. And so we might have to open the stage up to other employers if it does surpass my 46. My goal was 25. So I totally reached and surpassed that by leaps and bounds, which was very shocking. Wow. I made 145 phone calls in a day to various employers, and I guess some of them stuck.
That had to be quite the task.
Yes. In fact, I should have just taped it and put my voice going across the phone lines. Might have been a lot easier.
So are there going to be people set up throughout the atrium as well?
This is all at the community center the community hall in Six Nations.
Right.
So it's not over at the Great Building. It's at the community hall. And the one thing, there will be in the sports den, some of the great staff will be there offering resume assistance, as well as the photocopying will be there made available. So participants, if they have a resume and they just want to tweak it for someone that they met within the venue, then that way they can actually go back, review their resume, make the changes, and then hand it to the employers. A lot of the employers have stressed that they will gather resumes on that day, as well as some employers have even mentioned that they would like to interview. So Six Nations Parks and Rec has given me the opportunity to use the boardroom as the interview room, which will be a nice, quiet, away, out-of-the-way area for the interviewees to attend.
That's a good idea.
It is. And as a matter of fact, it's actually something different than most job fairs. Some job fairs just strictly go visit, do your resume, ask some questions, but usually the employers aren't ready to do the interviews right then and there. And some, especially the banks, have stated that they would like to have the interviews conducted there. Now, the one thing to note, the banks that we're bringing in, some of the financial institutions, are from Toronto, Hamilton, the outlying areas. So the representatives are not always our representatives here. So they are looking for everyone, not just in our local community, but they're looking for people from everywhere.
So does that mean that there could be a possibility that you could be working off of the territory?
There
then,
could
correct?
Be. There could be that. Or, as I said, this job fair is wide open. I have posted it on my own personal Facebook page, as well as Buy and Sells that I often frequent. And so, as well as Great has posted it on their job board. And I know CKRZ has posted it on their website.
So I know that if you said they're going to be doing interviews on the site as well, and you have assistants to do resumes?
Yes, we do.
It might be a good idea probably then if you are going to take part in this job fair, if you're going to go looking for work, maybe to bring a copy of your resume with you on a stick.
Definitely, for sure. Good point, Al. I never did think of that. But that would be very wise to all job seekers to definitely have their resume electronic or even email it to yourself, and then you can easily go online and pull it up that way.
That's a good idea, too.
Yes. The one thing to note, people always come to a job fair not knowing what to expect. We are going to be sharing, I will be sharing the list of employers with yourself, Al, so you can post it on the website. Therefore, people can actually do some research beforehand and definitely find out what jobs these people are actually looking for. The one thing to do, when I tell all job seekers, is definitely do research. It actually tells you more about the company. So when you go up to talk with the employers or the representatives, you sort of know what they're about. And you don't have to stand there and say, so what's your job? What would I be doing? You already have a little bit of background knowledge about these employers. With that being said, before, when you're coming to the job fair, we are going to be presenting you, when you register, with a booklet, and it's all on tips of what to do while at the job fair, what to do after. It will have a little area where you can make notes, as well as it will have the map of all the vendors that will be there, or all the employers. Take time before you jump right in and start going to see the employers. Take time and review that list and put a prioritized list together. Check and see who you want to see first. What order do you want to see them in? As maybe you yourself know that you definitely want to work in the financial area, or you want to work in an office setting. But there could be jobs such as Hagersville Hospital. Everyone thinks of Hagersville Hospital as working as a doctor or as a nurse or as an X-ray tech. But there's also positions within the food industry, in the food services at the hospital, the cleaning, the maintenance. There's even positions within the office itself. So try to make a prioritized list. Take time and then talk to every employer. Don't just go to the ones that are on your list. Oh, Kathy said to just, you know, make my list. While I made my list, I'm only going to talk to the ones on my list. Take time and actually talk with everyone. And when you go up to talk to these people, show confidence. Stand up straight. I always like it when people approach me and they introduce themselves, even shaking a hand. Some people are hesitant on doing that, but sometimes we have to step out of our little bubble and take pride in who we are. We have to remember there's 45 employers going to be over there. Well, 46, hopefully, employers going to be over there. And there could be 150 people, or even, I'm hoping on more, or even more people. And they're all going for that one job. So you have to stand out. Make yourself that positive image. Come presentable. Come job ready. That's what our papers say. Be job ready. Know what you want. Know your skills. Know your qualifications. It's almost like, you know how the elevator, you're in an elevator and you have a three to five second ride up the elevator? Have that 3 to 5 second speech ready. Okay, I call it an elevator pitch. Have that pitch ready. You know what you're going to say to the employer when you come up there. Hello, I am. Start out with that, as well as your education background. Some people have degrees and qualifications from every job avenue. I know right now I am retired. I took that easy road out called retirement. It's not easy anymore because I'm busier now, Al, than I thought I ever would be. And taking that retirement and now jumping into something else, my skills from years ago are coming back. And I feel proud of that. So share that with the employers as you meet and greet and talk with them. And the best trait, I always say, is smile. Okay? A lot of people just stand there and wait their turn. But smile when you're standing there because your interview is going on. Even when you're standing in line waiting to talk with an employer or while you're walking around, they're physically watching you at all times. The other thing to do after you're finished talking with the employer, tell them thank you. Simple little courtesy like that goes a long way, and a lot of employers like that.
Sure.
You will be receiving the little booklets that I mentioned, and in them, make notes. Also gather business cards from each of the employers after you talk with them, and write quick jotted notes down on the back of each business card. And that way, those little notes, you can use them later on in your cover letter, your resume, when you go back to your house, or go back to that room to write a new resume. Take those notes and write down important facts that you can definitely use to promote yourself in the job. It's fresh in your mind, do it right away. If you have to get in your car, I don't know, I always get in my car and turn my speaker on my phone, and I record a little message to myself. So it's like my last resort type of thing.
It's a good idea.
And then finally, when you leave there, after you send them your resume, even if you might not know if that's the job for you, send them your resume anyway. If you didn't get to hand it in, email it to the person that you spoke with, and mention on your resume, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me at the Grand River Employment and Training Job Fair. Please find attached my resume and cover letter for the position that we discussed. One good thing, Al, that I want to make certain people know is when they are writing their resume, to definitely include your traits, your skills, your qualifications. I'm teaching resume writing right now to the small business management students at OSTTC, and people find it hard to talk about themselves. I don't know if you do, Al, but sometimes you have to almost jot down all your skills that you've done over the number of years and look at that and see how that one skill can be transpired into the job that you're seeking. And definitely, writing your resume, being proud of it, shows professionalism. And the employers like to see that. They like to see honest. They like to see people who can adapt to various situations. And it really will stand out. You could be that one person going for that one job.
And even if it's something new, you could just pick from your character skills that you might have that could apply to that position as well.
Definitely. Sports. A lot of people in general are engaged in sports activities. You're a team player. You're part of a team. Show that. A lot of people show motivation in a different way. Encouragement, positive attitude definitely goes a long way. And it can show on your resume as well.
And it comes through in the interview, too.
It certainly does. And when you're in the interview, again, stand proud or sit proud. And, you know, be very comfortable in who you are. Understand yourself.
Yeah, the more forward and positive you are, the better the experience could be.
It definitely is. And that experience could lead to many opportunities.
That's true. Is there anything else we should know about the job fair?
Just the job fair again, this coming Thursday, 11 to 7. Come ready, job ready, to, again, present yourself in a positive and professional manner that employers are going to want you.
And again, everyone, that's over to Six Nations Community Hall.
Yes.
Here in downtown Otsego. If you've not been to Otsego before, it's pretty easy to find the community hall. It's located right over to the fairgrounds.
Yes, it is. A lot of people have been there for sporting events right beside the arena. So now with the Dejo attached, I say it's the far building.
Yes.
It's a little confusing.
And is there any other place that we can find information about this or call?
You can call Grand River Employment and Training at 519-445-2222. Go on their Facebook page as well as go on their website, Grand River Employment and Training website.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Al.
Kathy Smith joining us here at CKRZ in the studios, and it has been a pleasure.
Daga joqua, jada hum si yoste. Nene ga ego, go on na tunungon joya gon, nen gahiwa go. Ne tunungon yego ye nawa se gon ga ego, yayak ni hunun jage. Neon in chigayan tunun hadinagle gon, dua gun ha gon, nen new credit, just stopic, nen la ni hunun joda. Nega de week ego, CKRZ. 100.3 FM, Gaigone,
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.